I don't have my proper mic, so this is sounding a little shitty, but I'll plug it in later. But now that we're exiting the mall, let me tell you about this chick, the fucking New York fries. Whew.
All right.
Did she work there, or did you just see her there?
No, she was just buying New York fries. I just feel like I gotta see.
You gotta get it out.
Yeah, except I didn't earlier because we were sitting down amongst people. But now we're. I figured since we're walking, this would work. But now there's mothers and children. I'll just wait till we get outside. All right, so. I remember, I think we discussed this also previously, that the whole high heel thing, silly. I was like, what is all this about? I'm just wearing high heels to, like, 12-year-old dress up? Exactly. It just ends up hurting your feet. Nobody really notices. Well, maybe I was wrong, because I definitely noticed with this chick. She had the high heels, the super tight black skirt.
Oh, I better take a piss.
Ruined my whole story. All right, so I was saying, we got the high heels, the tight black skirt, and this kind of also tight white top with breasts that are just frankly too big, bigger than they should be for this body frame.
Like, ma'am, did you check the appropriate size on that top?
But it didn't seem, they didn't seem fake, which means, you know, maybe if you remove the clothes. I love when I'm recording and shit like that happens. When you leave one area and go into another, I bet that's sounding cool.
Way to ruin the illusion.
Dollar.
Now people will be like, what happened there? Now they know we just left the mall.
Yeah, we just went outdoors, but it sounds cool. This is what Man on the Street reporting is all about, though. It's about ambient sound and delightful stories such as this. So it's one of those cases where, were the top to be removed, it's very possible these boobs are giant pancake boobs that are only being held up through unnatural means, such as a brassiere.
Like a heavy-duty brassiere?
Right, with the underwire and all.
Yep.
But that doesn't matter, because I'm never going to see the top off, so it's just plain delightful. And but I couldn't see this chick's face. And I was like, maybe it's all going to go wrong right now. And then it's like I'm standing at the fucking teriyaki place trying to decide if I want some teriyaki. So I'm just kind of doing occasional sidelong glances that I'm sure are not very subtle. <You know>? I'm just like, I can't help it.
Especially since they go all the way from toe to top, not and back down.
Here's a good example of noise. Click it or tick it.
Is that what they say?
In the States, they do.
Click it or tick it. I like that, actually.
Yeah. Thank you. So then I see this chick's face, and it was
stunning.
One of those things, I wouldn't say that necessarily, but just like, just a weird, I don't know, weird, one of the, it's an unusual.
As if she were some kind of sexual idol and not a person?
Well, it was mostly that she had like a small face, sort of like, I don't know what you call it, like an elfin face. So there was something about this chick at the New York Fries where it's just, I don't know, just this... I mean, I just like...
Articulate.
After I went and got my little muffin thing or whatever that I eventually settled on, I just kept looking around, like, I wonder where she is. And
yeah,
then...
I noticed you were acting kind of squirrely. What's your deal, dude?
It's weird, because, I don't know, I haven't often gotten like this, I don't know, anymore. I like to think I'm kind of beyond this point in my life.
Painted you a picture. This painful reminder.
So
I'm going to tell the tale of going to see SNFU. I'm here with my good friend Matthew, who's a pluckin' and a strummin'. I think this will be nice. Nice little, music, I guess. I don't know why I always gotta look for the fancy word. It's just not important sometimes. So sadly you are unavailable for the SNFU, your last day of work. Tell me how you're feeling about that. See if we can talk while you pluck. This will be like a test.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, it was a good job for being a part-time job to do while I was at school. In school. But, it was horrible hours, man. It was at night, and I don't know, like, how many things I missed because I had to work every fucking night. But at the same time, you gotta pay the bills, man. You gotta pay the bills. And I did skip an awful lot. And the times I did skip, I made sure it was worth it by getting absolutely polluted drunk. More so than I would if I just didn't have to work every night, so.
So yeah, 6 years, man. 6 years. I hear they don't take kindly to deserters.
They don't rehire people, and they don't even give fucking references.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, I've been there for 6 years. I kind of need this reference, because I don't... The last thing I had is, like, Tim Hortons, which was, like, 8 years ago. Or the It Store, which I worked at for, like, a month. And it's like...
I forgot about that. Why do they not give references?
No fucking idea, because they're a bunch of dicks.
See, I kind of figured that was probably one of the big reasons you didn't want to skip out on your last day, is just...
Well, it's also because if I don't go to work, I don't get paid, so... money.
Yeah.
But what was the other part? Yeah. It was not a bad job considering, but I was fucking so done with it. About 2 years ago, I wrote a macro that would do most of my job for me. And ever since then, it's been a pretty easy fucking job. I just had to keep it secret that I was using it. But yeah, it's basically just a big long script with a few variables in it, and I could only use it on certain things, but I would just wait for those kinds of shipments to come in and then grab a whole bunch of them and keep them in, like, my pending folder and then just work those for 4 hours. And I'd hit, like, 2 or 3 buttons and then I'd have a few minutes to do nothing.
Nice. So, I was walking around town and I saw a sign that said, "Hey, SNFU plan." And I was like, but it was some place I never heard of, the Musicplex. And I was like, is that even in this town? What is this? Is this, like, a sign for St. John or something? Because SNFU is fairly well known. We really get nobody around here. So I'm just going to tell this story in a random, rambly way. And see what comes of it. So I checked it out. Turns out it's this place on the north side that I've never heard of. That's like newish. And so first I asked if you were available. You were not. You had to work. I gave Brad an email. But then right on the evening, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just go by myself. Just to...
Can't be fun.
Yeah, and like, you know, that's what I always had to do in fucking Vancouver. And then I even noticed in New York, like that last show I went to where I saw Mother for 10 seconds and Sam Roberts, I did that by myself and it was kind of more fun.
Well, yeah, like a week before you got here, I went to see Elliot Brood and I was thinking back, that was one of the best shows I've seen in my life. And I was like, all right, no one wants to go, I'll go by my fucking self.
Right. But I did run into Dan that day, and I would have brought him along. Why the fuck not? But he was babysitting some kids, so he didn't go. But then
that's ironic.
Yeah, it does, right? And and then I ran into my brother, and that was kind of. It's like if only you. I saw him today also before we just went to see Terminator. Before Terminator, I ran into him quite often, and it's like if you were just like 20% less crazy, you know, like, I don't know, I could have been like, hey, SNFU, you want to go? But I just knew it would be a weird disaster trying to look babysit him, and then he'd probably just wander off in a weird mumbly stupor anyway. Yeah. And then today with the movie is just way too many people going. If it was somehow just me and him, maybe I'd see how it went, but probably not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because we all would have been a little weirded out by it.
Like, yeah.
Oh, Keith brought Mark. Are we supposed to be nice to him? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to, and it seems so pointless anyway, but if I was to try to, I don't know, bother trying to rebuild some bridges, yeah, I don't need to do it with everybody else there. Subject everyone else to it. But anyway, yeah, so I was like, it's a shame. Can't just say, hey, let's go to SNFU, but I couldn't. But then what I noticed was weird is, so this place, it's down by the Northside Blockbuster, so I just walked, it's not that far. And I was listening to Mick Foley's book, his first book about wrestling, which is an awesome book, Tale of Blood and Sweat Socks, on tape, like audio MP3 version, which is way abridged, but it's still just a fun excuse to listen to it again. And I was having a pretty good time just walking along, listening to that. And I was walking on those paths behind the Northside Superstore. It's all like, it's like a weird swamp almost. Anyway, it's really nice. It was, you know, just like, all right, going to go to the show. And I just thought this was weird when I finally got there and I figured out where the place was. And it was like this weird combination of, it just seemed kind of lame because it's just this big sort of old crappy looking place in the middle of the North Side behind the Home Hardware. And it didn't seem like it was really that many people there. It kind of had the aura of like a failure show a little bit. But on top of that, I don't know, there's something about just going to a new place I've never been to before, of just like in a big room full of people I don't know. I don't know, there's something, suddenly something in me was just like, maybe I shouldn't even go. This seems lame. I should probably just go home. And then another part of me was like, what are you fucking talking about? Why would I do that? I just walked all the way down here.
Yeah.
So instead I just sat on a little bench and listened to Foley for 10 more minutes and was like, that was dumb. Why would I even? But it was just weird, that impulse where, I mean, I've traveled the world. I lived in Vancouver. I lived in New York. You know, I've gone a long way toward being less of a socially awkward weirdo. But when I got there, I was still like, I don't know. This is just uncomfortable. I should just go home. So I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. I don't know. Kind of thought I was done with that. Actually got to the place, then I, it was like $15, it was pretty expensive, but SNFU is, you know, pretty well known. And like right as I went in, I saw Chai Pig, the singer. Now the thing with Chai Pig is, like 3 years ago when I worked at the Blends in on Davie and Granville in Vancouver, he came in one time and I was like, hey, aren't you Chai Pig? And he was like, that's Mr. Chai Pig, sir. And for like the next week and a half, he came in almost every day. And I just gave him free shit. We worked our way down the menu, you know, of like different stuff that they have at that coffee shop. And he drew little weird drawings of me that I still got, this like in payment kind of. And I found out later that he's actually gay. So, but I didn't notice that. He didn't make any weird advances. I didn't make any offers because I didn't know he was gay. So it was all good.
Not consciously anyway.
Right. But I always get this thing where I always presume people aren't going to remember me for some reason. I don't know why. I'm always surprised when they do, kind of. So I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I used to work at the Blends at Davie and Granville. And he's like, oh, yeah, we went for sushi one time, which we did after I was done work. I went and bought him some sushi.
And I was thinking maybe that stuck in his head because he's kind of an institution around Vancouver, but partially for being like, he's borderline homeless when they're not on tour. Like he, one of the days at Blends, it was like a big sports game and there's tons of people and he's like, man, people are just throwing out cans left, right, and center. Can I get a trash bag?
Well, we saw him at fucking the Cobalt collecting, grabbing bottles. Yeah. It's like, you serious, man? You're like a legend.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the next time that I saw him, but I didn't say hi that time because he is working. I don't know. That would be weird. But yeah, so that was kind of cool. So he brought me in the little backstage thing, as it were, and it's just a little room, but gave me a beer and introduced me to the rest of the band as the guy that gave him free cheesecake. So I was like, that's pretty cool. So I mean, we didn't really have anything to talk about because we don't know anything about each other in any way. Just so for 5 minutes, I hung out, drank a beer, and that was that. So that was pretty cool. That alone, I was like, ah, it's cool that I went and that he remembered me and stuff. That was nice. That was neat. And then the Fredericton thing of just running into people you know turned out pretty well because I ran into Mike Love. You remember him?
Yeah.
The crazy bass player who he's really turned into like just the prototypical like East Coast sort of solemn serious guy, like where he's got stubble and he's got like a lumberjack looking flannel shirt on, and he was just like, you know, we chatted for a little bit, but he's just doing like this really gruff, really low mumble.
Yeah.
And I really couldn't even really hear what he's saying half of the time.
He was always very delightful. He was a very pleasant fellow.
Yeah,
very
friendly. I like him a lot. And he asked me like what's up with Dan and stuff, and we blabbed a little, but but it was just, you know, a very loud place, and he was just, you know, he's just stoic. So, but it was still cool to run into.
So pleasant because he's so squinty-eyed. And yeah. Just adorable, sir.
And the other guy I ran into is, you remember the Rockin' Argentos?
Yeah.
Where we went to, I remember that show we went to, that was the first time I was ever at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
That was like their Halloween show. That was totally awesome. And they played like every death scene from the Friday the 13th movies or something on like a little VHS before they started playing. And then they had the smoke machine and the fake blood, and they're kind of like a Misfits type band.
Yeah, that dude works at the, was it the lead singer?
No, it was Roger Holmes, one of the guitar guys.
Oh, okay.
And I know him because he goes into Strange Adventures all the time. So I talked to him for a bit, and I don't know if they're even still a band, because basically he was just talking about how, it's weird because this guy always seems so cool to me, but he's just like, man, comic books, yeah, like as soon as I mentioned Strange Adventures, he's like, man, I buy more of those than ever now. I got this sweet job in the States where he's got this thing called an L1 visa that I looked up, and it's like if you're a manager for a company that has a branch in the US, you can get like a 5-year work visa. So he's on that, so he works and gets paid a bunch for something, and then he comes back to Fredericton to still like every couple of weeks or something. He goes and buys a shit ton of comics. So, I don't know, it's cool to run into that guy.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
Now they're mine to build you. Hear all I call tonight. Passing
And the actual place, so the place is like, if this place was downtown, I think it would actually be pretty cool. It's
because the way it is kind of out of the way.
Yeah, and it's like got a music store and some studios and shit inside, but the main part seemed lame at first, because when I first went in, it seemed like empty. There's enough, like few enough people that I could count them. It was like 30 people. But then I realized that there's a, and I didn't even know if there was a bar. I was like, this is just like weird. But then I realized that there's an upstairs, and that's where the bar is, and that's where everybody was. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, it's a pretty nice place. And it was like a pretty good turnout overall. I'd say it was like probably a little over 100 people. So that's not too bad. And even on the way out after the day was done, just stopping in to take a piss, somebody was like, man, this is the best turnout I've seen in Fredericton forever. And the other guy was like, well, this is the only band that's played in Fredericton forever.
Yeah, like... few months ago, must have been 4 or 5 months ago, the Black Halos were supposed to play there, and I was like, fuck yeah, bitches! But then all their shit got jacked in Montreal, so we're like, we gotta cancel the show because we got no gear.
Shitty. Like,
fuck!
So I'm trying to remember if anything else significant happened, but basically I missed the first band, and then the next two were just kind of like metal-y kind of bands that were kind of cool. Although the last band to play, I don't remember their name, but before SNFU, was not local. It was whoever, you know, touring around with them. And they were like a kind of metal punk band. And their drummer was like super hardcore, super muscly, just going nuts on the drums. And I think he had like a fan set up on purpose because he had like long hair like blowing in the breeze. And that was just nice. It was just a nice little touch. And SNFU themselves were like... they didn't sound too bad at first, but then Chai Pig was complaining that he couldn't hear himself in his vocal monitor, and they just turned up his vocals all around, like, way too much, and it was just kind of like, blah. So the sound was just silly. Like, that's where I don't think you really necessarily miss much, because it was kind of fun just to hang out there and have a few drinks, but it's only because I already knew most of those songs that I was like, oh, that's that song, you know? Like, it really didn't sound good. But, and it was also weird because the crowd was small enough that they had kind of a mosh pit thing going, but it was one of those silly pits where there's not enough people to actually stop you from falling on the ground.
It's like 5 or 6 people just dicking around.
It was probably a good 10 or 12, but it still just wasn't enough. It just seemed silly, so I stayed out.
Well, fuck, when I was in, I went to see Cradle of Filth in Montreal, and it was a pretty rowdy pit going, and I was, you know, it's been a while. I haven't done so much of the rocking as I used to. I have more of the indie pop dancing, and you know, the douchebags at the Cradle of Filth concert, that are goth out to the nines, and I'm like, Jesus, this is looking pretty rugged. And I was, you know, had a few beer and sat back, and I was like, alright, I came to Montreal to see like one of my favorite bands, fuck this. And then once you're in there, everyone's just a pussy.
Yeah. Well, this one too, there was actually a couple of like stage dives with no one there. So it's like they kind of dive off and get grabbed by the first, you know, 3 or 4 people that are around, and there's just nowhere to go. So those guys just keep holding the dude up for a little bit and then kind of dump him on his feet.
This is foolish.
Yeah, it was. It was quite silly. I don't know. Could have swore I had more little funny tidbits or things I noticed at the time, but it could have just been that I was drunk, so things seemed more significant. And I didn't write them down or anything, so I don't know. It was just, it was kind of cool. I can tell that story of I was pooping. half an hour ago, and I heard the refrains of this particular song wafting through the walls.
That wasn't the only thing wafting.
And you couldn't really smell it from out here, could you?
No.
Because it's pretty bad. It's goddamn samosas. But, yeah, then no vocals started. And I was like, sweet lord, Matt's playing that. Like, not just playing it on his computer, but on his guitar. I was impressed. I thought that was cool.
Yes, I learned in Iron and Wine style. It's a funny story, actually, of the way I play guitar, because I had initially intended to start playing like a more metalish style, because that seemed like the most fun. But I worked nights, so I would get home after work and I would want to play my guitar. Can't really hammer it out at fucking 6 a.m. People will get pissed at you. So I was like, I need to learn how to play quietly. And this is the easiest way to play quietly. And I love Iron and Wine, so I wanted to learn the box.
I remember this one apartment I had in Vancouver. I was only there for a couple months because they had, I don't know, weird rats and roaches and tons of problems at that place. But
they had been normal weird rats and roaches, fine, but the weird ones, no thanks.
But there was this chick who lived next door, and it was in the summer, so everybody had their own little balcony in this apartment complex, and the chick next door would always sit on her balcony and play Radiohead and shit and sing it and stuff, and it just kind of wafted into my place, and I was like, yeah, that's pleasant. That's downright nice. You want to introduce a song? Because I've been meaning to play that song you emailed me, the Hey Ocean song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to see...
story there?
The story there is... this is actually kind of a bittersweet story. The last class... like, my last class bash, I went to see this band. We went to Dolan's first, the whole big group of us. And then Dolan's has the habit of having lame-ass cover bands. So we were all sitting there drinking until about 9 o'clock, and then the cover band came on, and we were like, for fuck's sakes, because it was too loud and it was terrible, and the whole lighthearted revelry ended because we were just yelling at each other, and then no one kept it up. But then we went to the Capitol to see Hey Ocean, and they are fucking fantastic. They are one of the best-looking bands. So attractive. Like, one lead singer chick, super hot. Guitarist, ridiculously cute. Bass player, super tall and lanky, but with that cool look about him. And I'm like, I fucking hate all of you. You're super good at playing your instruments. You're all gorgeous. And you make lovely music. You're just a bunch of pricks.
So where are they from?
Somewhere. I think Vancouver-ish. BC somewhere. But no, it was a really good show. They're really good live. The album's so-so. If you like that kind of stuff, you're probably into it. But there's a few gems on it. But I went to see it with a friend of mine, and then she was leaving for Calgary the next day, and I was just like, oh, so it was kind of sad after, because we were about to leave and cab home, and I was like, what are you doing? She was like, I'm going home. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And I was like, oh, getting all gay and emotional.
Pretty good song, though.
Yeah, it is. It's not really a standard song for them, but there are a few. There's probably four or five really good songs on there.
told me he has a chord organ at his parents' old house that he doesn't want that I could have, and I don't fully know what that is.
Is that like one of the old school like electronic ones?
I don't know.
Like,
he said it's like,
because if it's what I think it is, you should get that.
Well, whatever it is, I'll definitely get it.
Because it's like one of the old big ones that you can usually like. Yeah, it's like a synthesizer, but you don't plug different stuff into it. You can fuck with the sine waves and the oscillation of it, and then it's just like wah, wah, wah. Do you ever hear that band The Organ, by any chance?
No.
Oh, it's something that sounds like that.
Should we play a song by them?
Probably. They're awesome.
Well, let's do that then.
I'll give you a little intro on them. I heard about them. I saw a video by them on The Wedge many, many years ago, and it was really good, so I got the album. And me and Stephanie, back in the day, we had two albums that we really liked having sex to, and this was one of them.
Was the other one Tegan and Sarah?
Yes, it was. So Jealous. Yeah.
I think I remember that story.
And then they broke up right after that, but they did release an EP of, like, old songs afterwards. Nope. See, you hear the thing in the background? Wham.
And whatever this happens to be that Brad has, I can make do.
Yeah.
If anything, random instruments are kind of more fun.
What's it called? A chord organ?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah. And I guess it's big enough that he said I should probably get a car.
Yeah.
I was thinking, even if, I don't know whatever happened to it, but the old...
Yes, that's what it is. That's fucking awesome. It probably is not like a full set one. It's probably just like a tabletop one, but those are sweet.
Nice. I'll have to go get that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something to practice up on while you're away.
That's fucking awesome.
What was I just gonna say? Oh yeah, like if I don't know what happened to the little toy like kids piano that Ali used to have, but I could see even using that for something, just for the funny delightfulness of it. Yeah. Just like, hey, there's a funny little toy piano.
No, and I got a ukulele that I'm waiting. Jillian's gonna paint it, so it'll be all neat.
Black as night?
Yep. Well, like, I told her that. She was like, can I paint it? I'm like, you sure can, but it's got to be evil. She's like, I don't have an evil side. And I was like, well, it's time to develop one.
So, since my various listeners are going to be stuck with the rest of my jerky friends for a month, tell the tale of where you're going.
I got a grant from the Canadian government that they will pay for university students to go somewhere and learn French for a month. So it's a full French immersion program. You get kicked out if you speak English too many times.
It's too many times one time?
I think it's like three times. They give you cards if they catch you, and it's like three strike thing. But yeah, and it's all expensive paid. You get your food paid for, you get to stay there, and they have little trips and such, but...
Well, so how much French you got going into this? Like, are you going to be able to even fend for yourself the first week?
Nope. I'm going to be super fucked.
So just a lot of sign language? Like, or do you just got to talk English on the sly when no one's listening?
No, just you hang out, like, during the week, you're mostly at the, you know, at the school, and then I just won't talk to people for a little while. But, you know, there's going to be, most of the people are going to be in the same boat, so it'll be awkward and weird for everyone, and I'm not the chattiest dude anyway, and I got a guitar, so I'll be all set. But yeah, and I'm mostly looking forward to just rolling off on my own when I see, like, oh, someone's playing. I'm going to go listen to them, and the rest of you French just can fuck off.
That's, I think, all you need then is a ticket to BA, so you can just say, BA, s'il vous plaît, and then you can get in the bands.
Yeah.
She loved me only the ocean does. The ocean.
So when you're in the old Montreal toward the end of your stay, assuming, well, if you get kicked out, tell me and I'll swing down early. But otherwise, I'll come down toward the end of your tour of duty. That could be cool. Definitely.
I can't believe you're getting a free organ. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, totally. I like how things just come to me if I wait long enough. You know, it all works out eventually. You just gotta have the right mindset about life to just make do with what is available, what's around. If anything, I think it's kind of neater to just sort of makes for a more idiosyncratic band too. If
just
you know,
cobble together whatever you can.
Yeah, well, I mean, you clearly have some manner of skills that are beginning to develop. Not me at all. So I'll just whatever support items I happen to accrue, well, then good. Right on. So let me ask you something, Matt. What's with all these kids at the mall with huge beards?
I don't fucking know, man. That's upsetting for both of us. God damn it. Those little kids, sons of bitches. Like, all man already. Like, 14 years old and rugged as hell.
Because yeah, I haven't shaved in some time since I got back from the U.S. I guess, and at most I was thinking maybe I should do in with the neck beard at least, but I don't know, I'm just lazy. Who gives a fuck? So I did actually trim my stash a little bit at one point because it's just getting too weird and shaggy, like faster than the rest. Anyway, so it's more of a laziness move, but you know, whatever. This is still the best beard I ever had, way better than 10 years ago. So then we were sitting at the food court, and Matt's like, if you want to be depressed, just turn around and look at this fucking 14-year-olds and mighty beards.
Yeah, full on, like, goddamn. Healthy and robust. Cocksuckers.
Yeah, between the hot chicks and the giant beards, man, it's just everywhere. It's unstoppable.
Long at the mall, period.
So, I don't know, anything else you've been listening to lately?
Yep. Oh, the Grizzly Bear's got a new album out. Fantastic.
Now, I think I know of them because I think they're the band that on Trent Reznor's Twitter one time, he posted before I had to stop fucking reading his Twitter because it's so ridiculous. Like, I'm glad Trent is doing better and is happy and is more productive and he's getting married soon. His Twitter is fucking retarded. Like, it's just ludicrously pointless shit over and over. It's just too much. Anyway, but he did post a thing to a playlist that he made of stuff he's been listening to. And I believe he posted a Grizzly Bears cover of an old soul song that's like he hit me and it felt like a kiss.
Oh, it's called He Hit Me.
Yeah. So that's how I know of them. Yeah, so we don't need to listen to that one. But just I'm just pulling out my music nerdism of like
yeah,
how I.
Yeah, I also I did a little I did a project for school that I used exclusively used three different songs from them off their first major album, I think. And yeah, so the next one came out. I don't know when it came out, but it was sometime this year, and I just got it recently, and I was like, "Damn, bitch! There's only one song in this album I don't like. It's fantastic."
Cool. So what song should we listen to from them?
I don't even know what it's called. Track 7?
If we ever had an album, we should call every song just track 1, track 2, track 3.
Ready Able.
Ready Able by Grizzly Bear. Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
This sounds pleasant. So who's this again?
Stars. They came here. I went to see them. It was pretty good. Very ugly band.
Really?
Opposite of Hey Ocean there. Because I saw, like, the poster and whatever, and it's all cleverly shot so that people look good, and then you get there, it's like, that's them? It's like, good lord. The bass player is just a fucking absolute troll.
Be nice if the show starts and they're like, we know, and now here's our first song.
Please bring the house lights down. Thank you.
Let's all remember that music is in the heart, not in the eyes.
Like, the mamas and the papas were fucking disgusting, you know it.
So it's this one. This is Elevator Love Letter.
Yep.
Cool.